Praise the Lord, my friends. It is indeed an honor and a privilege to be on this radio air one more time. I give God all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise for choosing to use me for such a time as this. I give God the glory for Minister Mel Slade, Gospel for the Glory of Jesus. You're listening to KRAJ 100.9 FM Radio, The Heat. And we bless God for this station and this time and this hour. We started a message on last week, and we believed God for the time to be able to come back this month and share what saith the Lord about the matter of waiting for answered prayer. And I had said, according to scripture, that there is a blessing in the waiting. Hallelujah. But right now, if you would just lend me your ear for just a few minutes, we're going to go just a little bit deeper into that. And we're calling this part two of what I perceive is going to be a three-part message. I just want to pray right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you and I praise you for being the true and living God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for every listener right now that is under the sound of my voice, that they would believe and receive this word according to the scripture. And Lord God, we know that you are faithful, but you said in the Bible that your word would not return void, but it shall accomplish that purpose for which you intended. Lord, send your word. Send your word right now with power and might and conviction and a good spirit. Lord, we give you all the glory, the honor, and we thank you for hearing and answering this prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. And we're just going to go right on through this. We're bringing the word from Psalm 27:14, where the word of God says to wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. When you belong to the Lord Jesus, as you are waiting for answered prayer, he will strengthen your heart while you wait. Hallelujah. And that's where most of us have a problem, we discovered, is waiting on the Lord to answer our prayers, because, praise God, we really don't like waiting. I mean, it's just the way we're made up. We tend to want everything right now. But what I have discovered is that you set your mind to wait on the Lord, and he will not only answer your prayer, but according to Jeremiah 33:3, he will show you great and mighty things that you did not even expect and you didn't even know was on the way. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, we're going to go just a little bit deeper. What I want to do during this session is give you just a few examples of people that God used, men and women in the Bible, to inspire, to wait, to write the scriptures concerning what a privilege and what an opportunity and what a blessing it is in the waiting on the Lord. One of the things, one of the New Testament scriptures that I like about the waiting is, according to Isaiah 40:31, it said, they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And then there's another scripture found in Philippians 4 in the New Testament, verse 6 and 7, that says, be anxious for nothing, hallelujah, but in all things by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God that passes all understanding will keep your heart and your mind in perfect peace through Christ Jesus. You might say, well, evangelist, I know I need to talk to God, but why do I need to let him know what I want and need when he already knows? Well, that's a good question. But the reality of that is that there is so much power in confession. So much power. The Bible talks so much about confession. And even in that salvation scripture over in Romans 10, 9 and 10, he said, if you would believe with your heart, confess with your mouth, the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart, God raised Jesus from the dead after 3 days, you would be saved. So we have to learn how to just verbalize, you know, tell him what we want. Ask him. Go to our Father. He is our Heavenly Father, and he does care about what happens in our lives. Praise the Lord. Over in Daniel 10, verse 12, God said to Daniel, do not be frightened, for your request has been heard in heaven and was answered from the very first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble your heart before God, and your words will be heard. And I have come, when the Prince of Peace came to Daniel, he said, I have come because of your words. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So I want to use that as your first point. If for those of you that might be taking notes here and there, the first point is to, just like Daniel, set your heart to wait on the Lord to hear and answer your prayer. Because I do decree and declare today that he will hear your prayer, and not only will he hear your prayer, praise God, but he will answer your prayer. And I know some of us want God to always answer our prayer the way we gave it to him, but here again, the reality in that is that God knows what's best for us, praise God, and he will give you the correct response, but you have to set your heart to be willing to wait on the Lord and to wait for his answer. Amen? Because having a little bit of experience, I've learned that if you get ahead of the Lord, it could be a real disaster for you. Hallelujah. And then the second point is, while you're waiting, remember there's a blessing in the waiting. He will strengthen you. He will keep you. But then I read in Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6, to trust him. Trust him while you're waiting. Trust his answer after he answers you and gives you the solution to your problem, or give you that blessing, whatever it is that you've asked the Lord for. Third Corinthians 5 and 6 say, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. And I know a lot of us think we know a lot and we know most things, but the reality is we're dealing with just a little finite mind, praise God. And he's an infinite God. He is omniscient in wisdom, meaning that he knows all things. He is omnipotent. He's all powerful, and he's omnipresent. He's everywhere at the same time. So we have to learn to trust him. And then there is one other scripture in that regard I'd like to share with you. It's according to Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. And it says, praise God, to be anxious for nothing, but in all things by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, this is another blessing that comes to you during the waiting. You get the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, and it will keep your heart and your mind in perfect peace through Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, I know I said I was going to give you a few examples of what the Bible records and who the Bible records waited on the Lord, and they got their blessing. Hannah waited on the Lord for a child and was blessed with a child. She was not disappointed with her waiting. Daniel, praise God, in the lion's den, he waited on the Lord and was delivered. The three Hebrew boys thrown into a fiery furnace waited on the Lord and was delivered. Hallelujah. Mary and Joseph waited on the Lord for the Messiah named Jesus, our King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He came to save us from our sins and to give us eternal life. Hallelujah. Jesus the Christ, the reason for the Christmas season, he is a miracle. He is our Savior and soon coming King. Hallelujah. Joshua fought the battle of Jericho, waited on the Lord. Hallelujah. And the walls came tumbling down. Thank you, Jesus. Jonah in the belly of a fish because of disobedience. Praise God. He waited on the Lord to set him free, and the fish threw him up. Hallelujah. Threw him up. Hallelujah. On the beach, and God was able to bless him because he went on and obeyed what God told him to do. The followers of Christ waited in the upper room, the disciples and other followers waited until the Lord sent the promised Holy Spirit, and they were not disappointed. Praise God. Hallelujah. You and me in sin and shame one day long to be set free. Jesus picked us up and turned us around, and he placed our feet on solid ground. Hallelujah. We haven't been the same since. Thank you, Jesus. We're born again. Praise his holy name, and we're not disappointed as King's kids. Hallelujah. Because he looks beyond our faults, praise God, and he sees our needs, and he blesses us in spite of ourselves. And when we fall down, he picks us up and turns us around and places our feet back on solid ground, and we keep on keeping on for the cause of Christ. And we press our way sometime, but we press our way, Lord, and we thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. And so my question to you is, what are you waiting on God for? What is your flavor today? Hallelujah. I tell you, God will move in your circumstances. Hallelujah. And you will not be disappointed. His will, not our will. Hallelujah. What is blocking you? What is blocking your prayer from being answered? What are the desires of your heart? Hallelujah. I thank God today, and I just came by here to remind you, those of you that have sent your prayers out, you've been on bended knee, and you're praying for some of your own needs, and you're praying for the needs of your loved ones, and you're praying for your enemies to leave you alone, and you're praying for this, and you're praying for that. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Wait on the Lord, I say. Wait on the Lord, and he will strengthen your heart. I do decree and declare that today. All that are listening under the sound of my voice, you will not be disappointed in your waiting, because there is a blessing in the waiting. And we thank God that he has heard and answered your prayer. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And there will be more next time. There will be a part three. Thank you, Holy Spirit. There will be a part three, and we will sum this all up. And to God be the glory.
I want to thank you, Evangelist, for bringing us a word from the Lord this morning.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's able.
Hey, waiting on the Lord, God will give us peace. He'll give us strength. He'll give us deliverance.
Glory to God. Amen.
If we just learn to wait.
If we just learn to wait, I declare it'll be worth it.